Sunday, April 6th. Brianna snuck into my room while I was sleeping.
Boo!
She shouted into my ear and giggled. Good morning, Brianna, I answered without flinching. After the 100th time, it doesn't even scare me anymore. Why don't you go somewhere and pick your nose so I can sleep?
Rover wanted to say hi, she said,
holding the fishbowl up to my face.
He finally woke up from his nap. See?
The new Rover was still happily swimming around in circles. Thank goodness.
And he still smells nice and clean from his bath, she chirped. You want to sniff?
No. What I want is for you and Rover to get out of my room. Please? I grumped and threw my blanket over my head.
We're going to play dolls and watch TV. And then I'm going to feed Rover a yummy breakfast.
When Brianna said breakfast, I assumed she'd be feeding him fish food, not Princess Sugar Plum cereal. OMG, I was so disgusted with Brianna. Mom and I could be sitting in jail for practically breaking and entering a closed pet store. All because Brianna didn't know how to take care of her stupid fish. But one thing was clear. We needed to get poor Rover back to school before Brianna killed him. Again. Mom called Brianna's teacher to apologize and let her know that we had to replace the goldfish. But apparently, not even the Rover that Brianna had brought home was the original Rover. Her teacher explained that, unfortunately, other children before Brianna had also had similar accidents, which meant the Rover we'd just bought was actually Rover the 9th. I was really shocked and surprised to hear that news. Mom and I both agreed that Brianna was nowhere near ready for a real live pet goldfish yet. Although, I could always buy some of those goldfish snack crackers and dump them in the fishbowl with a little bubble bath. As long as they floated upside down on their backs, like the original Rover, Brianna would never know the difference. Anyway, since she has to return Rover to her classroom tomorrow, she's decided she wants to buy a pet fish with arms so it can play dolls and bake chocolate cupcakes with her. I was like, sorry, Brianna, but fish don't have arms. But she said,
they do. I saw one on the internet and I'm already saving my allowance.
Brianna's pet fish with arms, also known as a mermaid. Well, one thing is for sure. If Brianna gives her new pet fish with arms a bubble bath and feeds her Princess Sugar Plum cereal like she did with Rover, things could get a whole lot messier really fast. I'm just saying. With all the Rover drama, I completely forgot to mention the most important thing that happened today. I got frantic texts from both Chloe and Zoe about a crazy rumor they just heard about me that involved Brandon, a pizza, and a kiss. Of course, I told them everything. They both rushed over to my house and we talked for what seemed like hours. Now I'm feeling a lot better. Maybe my life isn't a bottomless pit of despair after all. Chloe and Zoe are the best friends ever. I don't know what I'd do without them.